invited to the Cube Shire Ordinary Meeting of Council held on the 17th of March 2026, scheduled to start at 6 p.m. Unfortunately, due to technical problems, the meeting is opened at 6:23. No responsibility whatsoever is implied or accepted by the Shire of Kew for any act, omission or statement or intimation occurring during this meeting. It is strongly advised that persons do not act on what is heard at this meeting and should only rely upon written confirmation of Council's decision, which will be provided within 14 days of this meeting. Please be advised that a recording of this meeting will be made and published on the Shire website. Present at today's meeting is Councillor Les Price, Shire President, Councillor Rowan Hogben via telephone, Councillor Julie Humphreys, Councillor Norm Lyon, Councillor Jackie Lacey. Councillor Sian Lyon has indicated that he may all be late for this meeting. Staff at the meeting, Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Richard Tao, Mrs. Lisa Keane, Deputy Chief Executive Officer via Teams, and Mrs. Janelle Duncan, Executive Assistant. We also have in the gallery Mr. Morris Walsh, Health Officer for the Shire of Kew, and Catherine Willard. Also, we have Mrs. Mel Page, Finance Officer. Mel is not in chambers just at the present time. Apologies on behalf of absent elected members and leave of absence, Councillor Ross Pigden. Move on to item three. Disclosure of members' interests. There being none. Item four. Public. Mel Page has re-entered the chamber at 6:25. Item four, public question time. Are there any questions from the gallery? There being none, move on to item five. Confirmation of minutes. At the minutes of the ordinary meeting, 17th of February 2026, are confirmed as an accurate record of the meeting. Could I have a mover for the motion? Thank you. That's Councillor Norm Lyon, seconded. Councillor Jackie Lacey. Are there any issues, questions, queries regards those minutes? There being none, I'll put that to the vote. Thank you, Janelle. Carried 5-0. Thank you.
Would you like me to call them out tonight to you?
Just that the screen Lisa's on is in front of one, so okay. Yes, you could call it out. Thank you, Janelle.
Thank you.
Item 6, application for leave of absence. There being none. Item 7, deputations. Item 8, petitions. There being no petitions. Announcements without discussion. As part of the Shire's efforts to ensure the efficiency and the effectiveness of meetings, tonight's meeting will include the opportunity for matters to be considered by Council on block. Unless otherwise determined, I will consider items 10.1 and 10.2 to be on block. If there's any dissension.
Permission, Mr. President, Councillor Lacey did ask a question on item 10.1, Councillor statements regarding a water bill for a staff house, 10 Chesson Street, and the cost of the water bill. If I can answer that
yes.
Now, I'm happy to. That is, it was a water leak, or it is a lift water leak, yeah, which was in the retic. It was repaired by our guys, so it's unlikely that we're able to get a refund from Water Corp on that. Water leak. Yeah. That was the only question I received.
Recommendations contained in items 10.1 and 10.2 to be adopted en bloc. I move that. Thank you. Councillor Julie Humphreys seconded. Councillor Jackie Lacey. All those in favour? Sorry, Janelle, I've lost the...
Against it, so it's on through. So we're 10.3.
So that was carried 5-0, is that correct?
No, we put it to the vote, we are waiting on the vote, but I've lost.
Okay, that's fine. So, Norm, yes. Jackie, yes. You, yes.
Ron.
Ron, yes. Julie, yes.
Okay, moving on to item 10.3.
No, we're going to China.
Yes, it's at 6:30. Mrs. Noel Page has left the chamber. Moving on to item 10.3 on page 43 of your agenda. That council by absolute majority, one, accept the budget review as presented, and two, adopt the revised budget figures as budget amendments for the year end of 30th of June 2026. Could I have a mover for the motion? Thank you, Councillor Julie Humphreys, and seconded Councillor Norm Lyon. Maybe I might hand over to either Lisa, if that's okay, or Mr. CEO. Between the two of you, you can decide.
I'm happy to speak on it. If Lisa wants to jump in, she's more than welcome to. Thank you, Mr. President. So we've done a review of the budget as required under the Act. As at the 31st of December 2025, we've made some amendments to the budget to account for additional revenue that we have received or expect to receive, to account for some additional payments for plant equipment and other projects that we have undertaken to bring them in line with actual amounts expended. We have brought the budget review figure back to a nil closing funding surplus, which brings us back to a balanced budget. And if you have a look at note 2, and which is on page 5 of the budget review, or page 50 of the agenda, and that will go through the actual amendments for each account. You'll see the middle column there is a budget amendment, so if we've adjusted any account down, it is an negative number or up, it is a positive number. And note to go through the actual amendments for all of the capital accounts, and then after that through all of the operating accounts. Note four is the grants, subsidies and contributions, so the revenue amounts, and then also takes into account our
This is now page as we enter the chamber, 633.
Thank you. Note 7 also accounts for the budget to actual adjustment, which is our budgeted estimated carry forward surplus when we first adopt the budget. And then when we finalise our year-end, the actual carry-forward surplus, so there was an amount of $71,898 there, which we had to account for, being an opening surplus adjustment, and then we've incorporated that into the budget amendments as well, to bring the budget back to a pay balance budget, as mentioned. Is there any questions?
So I do have a question going back to note number 2, which is on page 54 of the agenda. I'm sorry, just before that. There we go, it's page 50. So with the increase in the Hayden Place industrial development, is that $250,000 as a consequence of Horizon Power increasing the cost of installations?
No, it is to allow for power and water. The Horizon Power quote is about to come in much higher than that, and I'm still in negotiations with them, trying to bring them into the realms of reality.
So, if they were to do the job, they do it from go to low, including trenching and the whole caboodle?
Look, we're probably going to have to work something out with them, and it might be something we have to do the trenching in order to reduce the costs.
Do any other councillors have some questions in relation to the budget? Just to advise the meeting that Mrs. Mel Page left the chamber at 6:36. So, councillors, do you have any questions? I'll give you a moment just to refresh your memory and have a quick click through. So, just with the footpaths, we've got an increase of $110,000. Is capital acquisitions, item 2. Once this is done, we've only got one other lot of footpaths to do, have we?
There's still a couple more footpaths to do, but I'm hoping we can do it in sort of one more grant funding round.
Okay.
Yeah. And this round is actually over 2 years, but we would like to do the whole lot in this financial year, so funding for next year forward, more additional work is coming.
So, and also with streetscape, we've increased at $80,000.
the side there to revamp our existing golf course, which sits out on Lakeside Road. It really needs people behind it to actually give us some life, otherwise we even go and build it all and
yeah.
just sit there and...
Have you got any questions, Councillor Hobson, that you might like to ask on the budget?
No.
Mrs. Mel Page has re-entered the chamber at 6:39. So Lisa, is there anything that you might like to add where you see this being anything significant that's moved?
I think Richard probably touched on the major one. Road use agreements have obviously gone up a fair bit, and that's because revenues are higher than what we initially estimated. And we've added some budget in there for an upgrade to, sorry, that's on the non-operating grant, the co-contribution for a upgrade at the airport. But other than that, I think it is all fairly straightforward. Or yeah.
So did you just say upgrading the airport terminal?
So we've allowed, we've on page 57 of your agenda, so note 4 of the budget review, there is a $200,000 budget amendment. So that is under grant. So if we can get, if we can go ahead with that upgrade, we would expect a co-contribution for that project. So that is what that is, that budget amendment is for.
So if you go to capital acquisitions on note 2, where we have airport terminal, we have an annual budget of $400,000. And the budget review still remains the same. Is that a separate item?
Landing at the airport. Not put co-contribution in before, but I would always expect to have a co-contribution to the project.
From West Coast. Is there anything else, Lisa, you might like to alert councillors to?
No, I don't think so. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa.
Yes, Councillor Jackie Lacey.
The workers' compensation long-term claim, is that completed now?
The person is on a back-to-work scheme.
Yeah.
So
it's also reduced now, yeah.
Are there any other questions of councillors? By councillors of the CEO or deputy CEO? No? Okay, there being no further questions, I'd like to put the motion. Is carried 5-0. Item 10.4 on page 64 of your agenda. Donation request, Wheat Belt Christian Fellowship.
Thank you,
officer's recommendation that council agreed to donate $5,000 to Wheatbelt Christian Fellowship to assist with the delivery of the Gospel Air Christian Values Education Program to Kew Primary School for the 2026 year. And I have a move for the motion. Thank you, Councillor Julie Humphries, and seconded Councillor Norm Lyon. Are there any questions or queries? This is something that we do each year, I guess. It's a contribution to hopefully improving the well-being and the relationships with our school children. Does anybody have any issues regarding this recommendation for $5,000?
We get any sort of an outcome report?
That's a good question, Councillor Lacey. Do we get an outcome report? Or?
We get attendance at school by the Christian Fellowship. They generally do the concert at the end of the year. Pastor Jeff quite often does the choir with the kids to sing the song at Christmas time. Yeah, other than that, it's just a contact with the students and regular visits at the school.
Is it monthly or?
It's when? I think it's maybe every year. Because this is the second time this term.
Yeah.
So, yeah, because he's up this way.
Yeah, probably is monthly. I thought it might have been a bit more regular than that. I'll play it safe and say monthly.
Yeah. Are there any other questions regarding this item? There being none, I'd like to put the motion to the vote. Recommendation is carried 5-0. Moving on to item 11, motion by members of which previous notice has been given. There being none. Motions for consideration at the next meeting. Item 12, there being none. New business of an urgent nature. I would like to just make a comment, Mr. CEO. You may recall a recent meeting that we had regards to an applicant, a request from the MRVA to make a donation to them. I'm just bringing it to Council's attention that we did suggest that we would be making that donation to it. But I do understand that all other shires in the region, I'm not sure about Sandstone, have actually made a contribution. Mount Magnet, I think, donated $25,000. I think Meekatharra did make the same. So I'm just sort of laying it out there. We are part of the MRBA. I haven't had any feedback from the MRBA or from Shire of Mount Magnet or Meekatharra for that matter on his decision not to contribute. But if it's in the CEO's responsibility or council's to reconsider that, I'll leave it up to council and the CEO. I just felt a little bit probably uncomfortable just in listening that we were the only shire that really didn't make a contribution at all. But council's made that decision. But if you want to relook at that, that's fine.
Mr. President, I will. I'll see what the other councils have done.
Yeah,
I'll do some bit of research on that, and I will get back to council.
Yeah. The issue that we're really having with the regional biosecurity groups is a lack of funding. And we've just been through a review of the BAM Act. There were 33 recommendations that were made. 8 of the recommendations were taken up. I think there were about 19 that got knocked on the head by the government. And they were all the good ones, like supporting financially. There was also a big push that biosecurity doesn't stop when you hit Midland and start again when you go down to the Wheatbelt area. So really there needs to be a contribution or two, but none of that was taken up. So there's been pressure on the regional biosecurity groups from the point of view of the Ngatthara one, regional biosecurity group. They have been reasonably active, and we are one of the biosecurity groups that has large herbivore issues, whether it's camels further north, whether it's horses, whatever, whether it's donkeys down this way, and they have been spending a bit of money out of their budget, but they aren't getting a replenishment from state government. Hence, that was the reason why they decided to reach out to our local councils. Hopefully, we can relook at it perhaps, but I'll leave it to the CEO to determine that, as councils already made their decision previously. If ever you need to know anything about the regional biosecurity group, we do make a contribution to it. You know, the same way that we make contributions to precepts to the MRPC, there is quite a bit of information that is available as to what that association does, what it's designed to do, but I've just forgotten how many regional biosecurity groups there are across the state, but every one of them operates the same way. Some get more support, particularly up the north, from the major mining companies, whereas we're a smaller organisation down here. We can't have that sort of continued contribution similar to the north, so we've got to go it alone. Anyway, just thought I'd bring that up, just for future thought, and see how we go. I'll leave it with you, Mr. CEO.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Okay. Matters for which the meeting may be closed. The council approves the introduction of confidential business in accordance with the Local Government Act 1995, section 5.23, and close the meeting to the public. Could I have a mover for the motion, Councillor Shirley Humphries, and seconded Councillor Jackie Lacey. All those in favour? Recommendation is carried 5-0. So thank you, Mr. Morris Bolt and Kath.
Thank you, Mr. President. We are now recording again for the public.
Thank you. WA Concrete, the lump sum amount of $251,543.90 plus GST. And the decision of council was 6-0 in favour of that tender. Business at 7:30.